This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The government's May jobs report is a mixed bag. Nearly 340,000 new jobs were added. That's better than expected. But that comes with a slight rise in the unemployment rate to 3.7%. Wall Street reaction has been positive. The Dow gained 701 points. Big question now is what the Federal Reserve will do next. Here's business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
For weeks, Fed officials have said to us they're going to pause on rate increases. Well, maybe the strength of this report means that they will not pause. Maybe they'll increase by a quarter of a percentage point. It's going to be a very interesting meeting. It's going to be one where we have to really parse through what Fed officials are telling us about what they see in the economy.
Avoiding default and a recession is why President Biden is breathing easier. In about an hour, he'll talk to the nation about the bill he's expected to sign tomorrow. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
He just wanted to make sure that the American people understood how important it was to get this done, how important it was to do this in a bipartisan way. This would have been a first ever default. We've listed out what could have happened. We created a recession, potentially triggered a recession, lose millions of jobs.
In eastern India, rescue workers are pulling people from more than a dozen damaged rail cars after a massive wreck. Officials say at least 207 people are known dead. At least 400 have been taken to hospitals. Railroad ministry officials say 10 to 12 coaches from one train derailed. An oncoming train hit debris and wound up in the wreck as well. It's been in the 90s in Detroit today, hot enough to send students home early from city schools. Same thing in Philadelphia. More from KYW. WTV's Dan Snyder.
Students at 90 schools across the Philadelphia Public School District were sent home early due to the heat. District officials say it's out of an abundance of caution.
We can't have our students in that kind of weather. We do not want to have a breeding ground for heat-related illnesses.
Fort Bragg, North Carolina is history. In a ceremony full of pomp and circumstance, it's been renamed Fort Liberty, eliminating the name of a Confederate general. And as the post commander says, it's the country's first call now when Liberty needs defending. The woman who wrote these words has died.
You never close your eyes.
Cynthia Weil and husband Barry Mann formed one of music's most prolific songwriting teams. They wrote dozens of hit songs you probably know from the 60s through the 90s. This one's believed to be the most heard song of the 20th century. Cynthia Weil was 82. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators split the state's votes on the debt ceiling deal. Democrat Tammy Baldwin voted for it, while Republican Ron Johnson was a no. Baldwin says she voted for the plan to protect veterans and seniors and make sure the country doesn't default on its debt. Johnson calls the bill a disastrous deal with not enough spending cuts. Plans for a new engineering building at the University of Wisconsin in Madison are in trouble. The state legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted to leave the project out of its $2.4 billion spending plan for state building projects. The Budget Writing Committee is approving money for a science building at UW-Eau Claire and renovations to UW-Milwaukee's Northwest Quadrant Complex. In sports, the Brewers are at Cincinnati today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Solidarity Realty Studio in Madison, part of the Civic Media Network. It's outside the Pizza Box. So that means it's 7 p.m. You tuned in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And I'm Pizza Box Mike. I made it again. And Evo's in the booth, man, running the show. Oh, yeah, I made it again. I didn't know there wasn't going to be a show last week. That's cool, you know, because, it was fine. Gave me a chance to just like, wow, Friday night, I can go to bed at 7 o'clock. No, but what I did do was I wrote out the rest of No Mo May, right? Which was kind of cool. And finally got, I think it was, he said it was about 2 feet. You know, the grass was going to seed. It was blowing in the breeze. It was beautiful. Some people, the more natural crowd was like, yeah, I thought it was kind of nice. And then the ones that were friends with my mom would stop and go, your mother wouldn't approve of that at all. And I'm like, right? But the bees and the bunnies and everybody else made it through there. See, because we already have baby rabbits. And they're at the age where they're already running around, kind of, right? So they're not going to get scared and run over by a lawnmower. And I told them about it. And so we're watching it out. But then another thing was I made a friend with a chipmunk this week. I'm just sitting on the glider, and all of a sudden he jumps up on the edge of the deck and looks straight at me, right? I'm like, ooh, you look serious, dude. Were you here last week? Oh, you're the guy. Oh, you've been watching me. You see, I put the sunflowers out and the feeder and the squirrels, put out piles for the squirrel. Sure enough, he came up. They're amazing, man. They sit there and fill their cheeks. Just, it's hard to believe they can put that much in their mouths. And then they look at you like, okay, yeah, don't be watching me because I'm going to go hide this stuff now. And then come back. And then, of course, I had time to drive the roads last week. Look at, you know what? And it was a good thing I did. Turtle week, look out. And the one that I was the most impressive this week, I was driving and down the road. And, oh, my gosh, that looks like a big raccoon in the middle of the road. And I come up over the hill, and, it was a snapper. And so I stopped. There was traffic coming both ways. You know, it's a country road, but a back road. But people are still jerks, right? We'll get into that later, too, about people driving down the road. and pedestrians. But I'm like, okay, hey, keep going now. Keep going. And the turtle looks at me and took a deep breath. And then that way they can get up, their shell gets up off the ground when they inhale, take in air. And then she started walking. But the amazing part was that she walked at an angle towards me to get to where she wanted to go because she knew I was there to help her. Pretty cool. And if you don't believe me, well, my friend was there. And that was the other thing. I got to spend time with my friend whose struggles are just, you know, it was at a crescendo with the mental health issues. And it just kills me. But you know what? Here I am, and I'm feeling good again. I had to fill in for somebody that got COVID at my part-time job, so I had to work a couple more days than I usually do, which, I don't know, I kind of like having 5 days off a week. And then it came time to deal with this debt ceiling issue, which, you know, last week I was going to tell you exactly what was going to happen, and I think maybe I did even the week before. Talked about what, you know, compromising with wrong. And, you know, right away you're hearing all these centrist senators coming on there and saying, oh, yeah, this is, you know, what a great job we've done, you know. And first of all, people, this should have never happened. And just like Bernie Sanders and a few other people said, that 14th Amendment would have stated your case for you. What do I mean by that? Well, it clearly states that the deficit is something that can't be compromised. It just can't. It says it right there, right? In the Constitution. That the debt has to be paid. I mean, so these guys acting like, well, we need to budget this, and then, no, you already budgeted last year. That's what you're paying for this year. It's like, could you imagine taking out a loan and telling them, well, I agree to pay this amount, and then you get to the next year and you're like, well, no, I don't think so. I think we want to bargain with something here. And every time you bargain and you compromise with wrong, you're wrong. So we moved further right, basically, is what it is. Let's make it harder for people that, you know, get a little bit of food share, right? Because, you know, I get like $23 a month for my efforts. But, you know, there's a lot of other people that they don't get as much like disability or their Social Security is far less than what I get, which is sad because it's not like I get a lot. But I'm like, with my health care and with my, you know, with my insurance, where I get like a couple hundred dollars a month for healthy food, you know, I feel like this was better than working. Everybody should go. Well, no. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's make even more ridiculous work requirement things. Let's blame poor people. And the sad part is that there's a lot of people in our voting population that, yeah, they get sucked into that. They think, yeah, you know, these people, they get food and they don't work and they got all these kids. And yes, occasionally there is a family out there that is not, I've tried to explain to people, they're not capable, basically, of working a job, some people, right? But what do you mean? They should be able to eat and they should be able to live in a house. I mean, this is a Christian nation, right? Isn't that what Jesus tried to do? Feed, health care, housing, some clothes, shirt off my back if you need it. That's the opposite of what's going on here. Okay, so it's another thing that irks me. 844-967-2789 if you want to participate. But who didn't know this was coming? You know, and every time it's like, so I sound like Bernie Sanders, the crazy old guy that's standing up for poor people and saying, well, you know, if you looked at how much these billionaires and corporations are not even paying taxes, right? And for some people, for some reason in this country, people think that's capitalism. Well, I disagree. But it's kind of hard. Okay, so yeah, the two senators in our state, you know, Bernie Sanders voted no. I knew that was going to happen. I would like to give a shout out to Mark Pocan as well, right? He's like one of the best people in the Congress. and he comes from Wisconsin, right? He's a funny guy. He cares. He's honest. Straightforward every time. He said, no, I can't vote on this. I can't vote for this. Bernie Sanders said, yeah, no, I can't vote on this, right? And then you get to Wisconsin Senate. Ron Johnson's like, oh, hell no, I can't vote for this. This isn't strict enough. We need to take away more from poor people, right? This is not nearly, this doesn't even, you know, kill people fast enough. Almost, I'd be like, what is wrong with this guy? And then Tammy Baldwin, the progressive, she's not, folks. She's a moderate. And she said yes. And she's right. You know, we wanted to protect all this other stuff, but we didn't have to expose the people at the bottom to more harm by using the Constitution. And every time the Democrats or a Democratic president or whatever, whether you have a Senate or the Congress, you have the majority, and you have a chance to move further to the left, everybody, what do they say? What do they always say, Evo? Don't they say, you can't go too far left? We've never done it. We've never gone too far left, which there wouldn't be anybody homeless. There wouldn't be anybody sick, dying, starving in the street. Maybe we'd be talking about climate change. Yeah, and speaking of that, you see, I can go to the phones. We got Mark in the sack.
Yeah, it's incredible that actually back in the 1790s, Thomas Paine, the guy who authored Common Sense, actually wrote a pamphlet called Agrarian Justice, where he proposed some pretty progressive ideas from back in the day. I mean, guaranteed income, we all start out with something. That on his basis for that is the guys at the top who have the property actually took that from the commons in the first place. So it's actually their taxes are actually kind of a paying a rent on what they've taken from the rest of us. And maybe that's a little simplistic, but I mean, it's something maybe you want to have a further discussion. Harvey Kay was talking about that on an earlier program, I think yesterday or the day before, that Agrarian Justice by Thomas Paine. So, but I mean, and I think the whole problem is, and I agree with you on the 14th Amendment, that there's more in the 14th Amendment than just that on the debt. I mean, it's also, I think the 14th Amendment also kind of negates the whole idea of that the legislature can decide what to do with the electoral votes. I think what the people vote for, because we're electors who select the electors, and that it's supposed to be what we decide for the electors, not what the legislature decides. That some more for people to look at and actually read the thing and actually figure out, you know, that this is what it actually is. But I think Biden's concern was this Supreme Court cannot be counted on to actually stick to the Constitution. I mean, that they routinely ignore it when it comes to voting rights and equal protections and under the law that this particular group. And they're also prepared to jettison the whole separation of church and state. That, sadly enough, that they, and ignoring the whole part of, they'd probably like to ban the part on the Matthew 25:25-35, where it says we're supposed to take care of one another.
Hey, Mark, we're going to break. You know what this is? We're stuck in the middle with you. When we come back, I knew it was Rob in Minnesota. I'll pick you up on the other side.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 60. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Lows dip down to about 60 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy. Sunny skies Sunday with highs around 80. 82, chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
America, the heartland of America, growing food enough to feed the world. Now it's like the people that need it the most, we don't want them to have it, right? I get a kick out of Pocan, though. He says it like it is. They're holding us hostage. He ought to know, man. He's been working in D.C. long enough to know that these people are terrorists, man. Domestic terrorists. Ouch. 844-967-2789. I'm going to go to Rob in Waconia, Minnesota. But I knew it was you as soon as I saw Rob. And then I knew for sure when I saw Minnesota. How's it going?
Good. How about you, Mike?
I'm just, you know, I don't want to get too upset. That scares people.
Yeah, I wanted to give you condolences about your mom passing away.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? I'm starting to get stronger, you know. I'm using her to keep myself strong. Because I don't have anybody else around, you know. It's kind of cool.
Yep. I'm in kind of the same boat. My dad passed away a couple of months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it for my family, so.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to see that. I think I did mention maybe, or I saw it on Facebook, but, all our moms and dads that when we were kids, I remember what our parents looked like, your parents looked like when we're kids, and now we're the old guys.
Yep, we're getting to that age. So, but hey, what I wanted to call and talk to you about was about, the debt ceiling and about these work requirements that the Republicans want to put on food stamps.
Right, but first of all, Rob, what do they do to get their per diem, their food and gas every day? What are their work requirements? Or for their salaries, for that matter? Show me a senator that works for the food that we provide them.
Aren't they on vacation more often than they're actually in session?
Yes, and this year in Wisconsin, it's like, wow, they've been here for 40 days, 50 days already, maybe even more this year. That's, wow, out of 180, that's not bad.
Yeah, I just saw a thing, I don't remember where it was, but the Republicans axed out
broadband.
The money that your governor wanted to put towards rural broadband.
Yeah. Yes, they want the people in the rural parts of this state to not have the information that they need to be able to process and kick their asses out of their districts, which is what they do if they actually knew what was going on, because they play them even better than the Democrats play the centrist Democrats play the party.
Yeah, Yeah. How do you like Joe Manchin's pipeline project?
Well, you know, look, when Biden became president, he gave Joe Biden's wife, you know, the head of the superintendent job of schools or whatever. So I'm telling you, you know, most people will be upset, Rob, that I criticize Joe Biden about anything because he's doing such a great job. And I'm sitting there mm-hmm. thinking, great, compared to, you know, stopping the Republicans is not enough. You know what I mean? But, hey, yeah of course he's done a great job compared to Trump, compared to a lot of other people. But that isn't enough for my grandchildren. That isn't enough for the future. And we're running out of time when you're taking back money that, or the Republicans are trying to just can anything for, you know, for renewable energy, right? And got their people screaming, what are you going to do with all those solar panels? They can't be put into the, like, the ground, you know? And I'm like, well, there's other ways, you know? Yeah, you don't complain about nuclear waste being in the ground. I mean, geez, it's just, it's hard to get anywhere. And this debt ceiling thing, right? Most real economists are out there saying that this is just, you know, it shouldn't even be there because you can't hold the economy hostage like they just did.
Yeah, 14th Amendment.
Sure, why not? Everybody's talking about being patriots and constitutionalists and then nobody exercises it when they should.
Exactly, exactly. The point I wanted to make about these work requirements, though, is that the more you work, when you're on food stamps,
The less food stamps
the less
you get.
Food stamps you get,
right? And obviously, So the hard part, Rob, is what if they don't? Yeah, what if they don't have a car? What if they don't have a job that makes as much money that they need? And people get mad and say, "Oh, they should work to eat." Well, they should get paid to work first, and then they don't have to worry about eating. But able-bodied. You know, that's a bunch of nonsense, too. They're like my best friend having mental health issues. Are they going to try and put her to work?
Yeah. Well, me too. I mean, I'm disabled, so, you know.
Life. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I'm luckily above the age where they put it in.
Right.
But my question is, what if these people do go out and get a job? You know, I've got a neighbor down the line here. I live in subsidized housing, affordable housing, and he struggles terribly with depression. Mm-hmm. And he finally went out and got a job, and then it didn't work out so well. So he found another job that's working out a little bit better, but he's barely making it now.
Yeah, They send me stuff all the time, Rob, saying, and thanks for calling. We're almost going to the break, and feel free to participate again. I'll see you on Facebook. They're always trying to make it look like, and I just kind of lost my train of thought there, but like the healthcare that we get, we work for, okay? I always have. And if you're not able to work in what you call a Christian nation, where our taxes, we used to use them to provide for those people that can't for themselves, and now it's let the millionaires off and billionaires off, go after the poor? Hard break. 10 seconds.
On air,
online,
on your smart speaker,
and on the Civic Media app.
Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is The Shaw.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden, during an Oval Office address, tells Americans that a debt default would have been catastrophic and praises passage of the bipartisan debt limit deal that lifts the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling until January 1st, 2025.
We're protecting important priorities from Social Security to Medicare to Medicaid to veterans to our transformational investments in infrastructure and clean energy.
Mr. Biden commends House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, saying that during debt negotiations, both sides operated in good faith and kept their word.
It was critical to reach an agreement, and it's very good news for the American people. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis.
CBS's Margaret Brennan.
This is the president taking a victory lap on being able to achieve a basic matter of governance.
President Biden says he will sign the U.S. debt ceiling bill into law tomorrow. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinaire. Here's what you need to know. No money for broadband expansion in Wisconsin after Republican lawmakers cut $750 million from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Instead, they say the state will wait for more federal money. Under the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act signed by President Biden, Wisconsin is expecting between $700 million and $1.1 billion to expand broadband. New smartphone technology might be making it easier for people to accidentally call 911. The new feature on some iPhones and Androids allows you to call 911 by repeatedly pushing the side button or just holding it down for a few seconds. If that happens, sheriff's officials say people should stay on the line and talk to the dispatcher to clarify whether it's an actual emergency. The Brewers lost to the Blue Jays Thursday. They're in Cincinnati today. I'm Jane Matinaire. This is Civic Media News.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
Milwaukee's very own Downtown Dining Week starts on Thursday, featuring multi-course lunch and dinner specials. You can learn more by visiting downtowndiningmke.com. Friday Night Live in Waukesha begins this Friday from 6:30 till 9. Enjoy live music on various stages throughout downtown. Sendix Family Fun Day is this Saturday from 1 till 3 in Market Square at the corners of Brookfield. Enjoy a day of family fun for everyone. And if you're looking for a patio party, join Motor Bar and Restaurant. They kick off their summer season with some music and food and beverage specials. Call 414-287-2778 for more details.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
But I'm really having a hard time with a lot of other people's cars. Damn, it's bad out there. Can't even stop, help a turtle, take a minute out of your day, save something that's going extinct. Been here millions of years, longer than us. Show no respect for anything. It was only a little ways up the road that a painted turtle was smashed. I'm like, oh, did it jump out, run across in front of you? It gets worse all the time. But I don't understand why the roads aren't enforced. Anybody want to tell me? Any police officers out there that want to explain to me why I watch officers parked in strategic spots and watching people, basically everybody, go 10 to 15 miles an hour over the speed limit right by him. Are you waiting for the one person that's going the speed limit? Pull them over and what's wrong with you, dude? Everybody else is going fast and you're going kind of slow. 844-967-2789. It looks like I got Jack and Merrimack, right? Welcome, Jack.
Hey, it's been a long time. Usually not around to be able to call in either Fridays or when you had your Saturday show, or wasn't either. Anyway, and I would be very disappointed in you if you didn't point out Biden's failings, because he definitely is not an ideal president. But what he's got to do is make people aware of what he has accomplished. There is the infrastructure bill, which Republicans for decades had said they were going to do, and he got through over $1 trillion. There's the big COVID relief bill. There is a bunch of new federal judges, and the Republicans, of course, fought that tooth and nail because they want the whole federal judiciary, all of their reactionary federalist snakes. He rejoined the Paris Accords and made a serious commitment to reduction of greenhouse gases. He reversed the transgender phobic military ban. Obviously, you know about the unemployment rate. Wages have gone up, admittedly, not as fast as inflation. But again, America has the lowest, or at least certainly one of the lowest inflation rates of all of the developed countries. Unionization in companies that fought it for decades. Strong auto emission standards. He got approvals for a large offshore wind project. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff. That, by the way, this is just a list that I compiled from the first year.
Right. No, exactly. Compared to what other, what previous presidents have done, he's moved us forward, right? The problem is that we have moderate senators that he's very accustomed to working with and dealing with, and that's how he gets things done. And this is where, from this point on, if we don't start moving more progressive, he could, listen, in compared to whoever the Republicans put up against him, Jack, he's done an outstanding job, right? It's not even funny.
It's not even close,
right? And you look at Glenn Grothman, he's upset, not enough white guy judges. He only put 5 in and 2 of them were gay. It's really hard to be a straight. It's harder to be a gay white guy to be on there than a straight one, dumbass. You can't even do math. So anyway, and it's like 70% of the judges are white guys. I don't need to listen to the white whining guy, man, because I don't really look at myself as being white. I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm just like an animal. I don't know. Native to this beautiful state that I was born in. And I'm watching it just die, literally. Everywhere I go, it's dying because no matter who's in charge, we're not paying attention to climate change, that's for sure.
Well, at least Biden has done something in that respect.
Right.
Admittedly, my son just graduated from a University of Wisconsin System School, and he is not going to be staying in Wisconsin. He's going to be moving to Minnesota.
A better state. And I'll tell you what, they fight the pipelines better than Wisconsin does too. And Joe Manchin, that's another thing. We take, one step forward and then, Joe Manchin does an energy deal that takes us 2 steps back. It's like we can't do that anymore, man.
Yeah. One thing I would like to say about several things actually about renewables. First of all, you aren't going to be importing renewable energy because it's got to be made here. That's why
all American companies too, solar companies
and secondly, and this I think is critically important, and this is what all the people screaming about inflation and realizing that or not realizing I should say that we're being gouged price gouged by gas, but petroleum companies.
Oh god, yes.
They're making money. I mean, I inherited a bunch of stock in BP from my dad, and their profits, not what they, you know, what they got paid, but their total profits went up something like 200 and some odd percent.
Yeah.
And that was just the first quarter of this year, and I haven't, you know, I haven't looked at the latest figures. But if we get serious, very serious about renewables, we put in a grid of charging stations, for instance, that is equivalent to the gas station grid, so that you don't have to drive a couple hundred miles to charge your car, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, Republicans don't want that, Jack. They vote against that.
Why?
And they get everybody believing that it's bad to think about a future energy that would save your environment, save you money. They're so afraid of innovation, but they're not afraid of AI, which we'll be talking about here in a second.
Yeah, that's another topic. But
right?
Anyway, I think that if we do get serious about renewables in this country, all of a sudden, the fuel prices are going to drop.
Sure.
Because there'll be real competition. And right now, in terms of windmills and solar development, the actual cost to produce electricity compared with petroleum products is actually slightly lower. Eventually, it's going to take over. Problem is, it's taken way too long. I won't live to see the very worst of climate change. My son will. And that's why I'm pretty adamant about this sort of stuff.
Right. I appreciate it, Jack. And I will tell you that, you know, I talked my mom into putting solar on our roof. Sure. And I know, look, now it's got to be paid off, you know, before the house can be sold or before I can, you know, try to buy the house. But it's for the future. I'm like, well, hey, you know, if we don't start doing it now, I may make it out. I don't know. At 62 years old, I don't hold out too much hope of me not seeing the end of the world. Well, of course, I'm going to see it one way or the other. But I mean, naturally, you know, and to see this, just watching nature disappear every year just blows me away. I think I got time for another call before a break. We'll go to Rico in Rock County. What's up, Rico?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I just want to take off from the last caller there and mention that I just heard something on Foxy News, Kevin McCarthy himself, speaking about, you know, the whole deal with the debt ceiling, and he only got to negotiate on 11%, 11% of the budget. And when pressed on that issue, he said, well, the anchor asked him on Fox, well, why would that be that you only negotiated 11%? Well, defense and Joe Biden took Social Security and Medicare off the table.
Right.
There you go. He played you like a fiddle during that State of the Union address in February. Say what you want about old Joe. We're only going to get back into this a little bit at a time. And I think he did a great job. I think he did a great job on this. He took Social Security and Medicare off the table, right out of Kevin McCarthy's mouth. That is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, thanks, Rico. But I agree with that, except for one thing. The Republicans were never going to really take out Social Security and Medicare this time around, I don't think. You get too many people screaming. But remember, they said, no, we're not going to take it out. We're not going to take it out. And then they say they are going to take it out. Then they say they aren't. They've never, you know, they've done it to everything else, though, right? You know, they flipped Roe v. Wade. Pretty much flipped everybody's minds on education and everything else. I can't believe on education and environment that the Republican Party has run away from both of those, where that was the one thing that, you know, I think I had in common with a lot of Republicans way back when, was that, and for environment and education, there was no argument. Everybody knew that everybody should have an opportunity for an education, and we knew the importance of protecting our environment. I don't get it. But which is why, you know, we can give all kinds of praise to Biden for what he's done, but the things that haven't been done is what I'm talking about, people, right? When you get approval for another pipeline, when you get the biggest military budget ever at a time where we got people's income disparity is just getting worse all the freaking time, okay? What is it? Our minimum wage in Wisconsin is still, what, $7.25 or $7.50? Or is it $7.75? Some ridiculous thing that, you know, Republicans would think that their children should get more than that if they were babysitting one kid for a few hours, right? Not a whole classroom like a teacher. I just can't understand it, man. Well, I guess I think it's, I'll tell you what, this time that I had off, you know, just sitting and thinking the last 7 or 8 days. I calmed down a little bit and I said, well, you know what it is. Yeah, you actually know what it is. These people are just straight up evil. God damn it. They're evil. Okay? No, nobody talks like that. Nobody acts like that. Nobody threatens like that. That's evil, man. Absolutely. Anybody want to debate me on that? Any righties out there want to call in and tell me how Christian you are tonight with everything that you stand for? Just come on, defend yourselves. You know how you like to jump all over the map? I can do that. I'm a spaz. I got ADHD. 844-967-2789. All the things that the Republicans are okay with. You know, when I heard Ted Cruz talking about Bud Light targeting, they're targeting children with their ads, with their beer ads, because the, you know, because of a transgender person. Really? Well, right here in Wisconsin, Ted Cruz, they're targeting our teenagers to be able to serve drinks at 14 years old at the bar, you know. Grooming and pedophiling. They're sick, okay? Every time the Republicans get away with calling liberals or Democrats or anything the names, and they're just like hoping it sticks. And they are the masters of projection, because there's enough people that just think, I don't know why they, are they that insecure with themselves? Is that what it is? They're so insecure with themselves that they join the fascist club and feel like they're, you know, they're safe, like they belong. There's something wrong with this country, and there's something wrong with the whole world. Because it's happening everywhere. I see Turkey decided to, you know, give their fascist another whatever, how many years he's been there. And things are so bad. Why do you...
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 60 tonight under mainly clear skies. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, high of 89. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. Temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And taking names in the process. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Down the road, all I ever see now is roadkill and road rage. I'm the only one that's pretending like I'm scoring points, driving within the lines, using my directionals, going a reasonable speed. What I said, don't go the speed limit. The cops will think you're inebriated or something. I've never seen people drive crazier. I mean, really dangerous stuff. But yeah. Artificial intelligence. What was it, a few weeks ago? We talked about it a little bit. You know, what do you think about it, Pizza Box? I'm like, extinction, man. The last nail in the coffin right there. And now the guys that are responsible for it, or at least for advancing it to where it is now. Man, let's be careful. This could actually backfire. You mean we're the part, like in Terminator, where the machines decided, why, we're smarter than the humans. Look how stupid they are. Look at just, you know, they just are not rational. We got to take them out, man. Or, worse yet, put them in charge of the military weapons and then have somebody hack into that and it just gets worse. Last chance to call in. 844-967-2789. Yeah, I didn't think I'd get any far wrong right wingers calling the show. I should, like, you know, do like Crudy did. Invite, like, see if, like, Dan the Clan O'Donnell wants to come on. Or better yet, Vicky. Because, like, I think she and I, like, graduated high school the same year, if I'm not mistaken. I do have a caller. And I'm pretty sure I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it's Joanne.
Hey, wonderful show. I was just listening and enjoying, and then you said you'd like another caller, and so here I am. About AI. I just read an article.
You were the one that asked me, what do I think about it? I'm like, this is just, this isn't going to end well. Just like all the sci-fis.
Bingo, but there's immediate consequences, too. Some people are losing jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Who, like, write stories for newspapers or copy edits for marketing firms and all of that. They're losing jobs right now, so that's not very good. And AI's been making all these mistakes, too. And it needs that human hand, but it's not getting it.
Well, and that's what's hurting my son right now in the crypto market is these robots that, you know, that's artificial intelligence that's running the market right now. And it's designed to, you know, to win. You know, it's out there eating it up.
That's scary, too, because you know that if there's a little blurp in the system somewhere and the AI gets excited, we could all lose a lot of money. and there could be a lot of issues, social issues involved with it. I mean, it's not just nuclear annihilation that we're worried about. You know, the stock market crashing is not a very good outcome either.
Is it time to start saving our buckets of change and putting a little money under the mattress again? Something like
those
that?
Those pennies are worth a lot. A penny is actually worth more in its copper than it is in the
combination.
Yeah, you know that.
Well, it'd be even cooler if you found that one from, like, I think it's 1944 during the war, the steel penny. That there's one of them that's worth just like a whole bunch, right? Which reminds me, Joanne, about a month ago, if you would have jumped onto this Pepe the Frog crypto coin and put, you know, bought like 100 of them, oh my God, you would have been like a millionaire, like a month later, not even, you know, just basically overnight, okay? But then you find out that it was like this neo-Nazi group that they got the thing rolling, and you're like, oh my God, it's bad. It is. It's just awful all across the planet.
Yeah, but I always like to feel that I earn my money. You know, it's old-fashioned, but I always like to feel that I've, like you, you work so hard, and it's at the end of the day, you've done something. You've helped somebody. You've made somebody's life better. And it's a great feeling, and when you put just money away and some magic happens and it doubles, I mean, I don't get the same thrill other people do. You know, maybe that means I'm not as much of a capitalist as other people are, but that maybe is too bad.
Well, no, I remember, like, most of us, listen, they always act like, you know, working people don't like to work. Well, that's ridiculous, because we wouldn't be working if we didn't like to work, but you, the one that's saying that we don't like to work who doesn't work, I believe you don't. Now, we do know those people that didn't like to work that much, and that's why we told them to get into politics. But to cream us over everybody else, it costs more to feed billionaires than it does to feed the hungry and the poor that don't deserve to be hungry and poor.
Yeah. Well, just one note, something I'll call in maybe next week or another time where you have a little time. I'd really like to talk about how nutrition isn't made out to be the life-saving essence that it is. I mean, when you deny people nutrition, you're denying them health care. I mean, the fresh fruits and vegetables and all the stuff that poor people are being denied because of these shenanigans in the budget, that's going to make them sick. And then we have to pay because they get some horrible sicknesses and all of that. And instead of just giving them the good food that they need to survive. I mean, doctors don't even tell you what, you know, when you say, hey, what should I be eating and all that, they say, well, you know, balanced diet. No, I mean, you know, what should I do? And, you know, they don't teach nutrition in medical schools. They really don't.
Well, they want people to get diabetes so that they can spend outrageous for, to get their shots. And so it's just, I said it's evil. I don't think I'm wrong. And by the way, thank you for calling in on the last call, Joanne, because I would have had to talk a lot more. Hot in the city. Yeah, it is. At my house, I got home, it was like 79. That is kind of warm. Turn it on and got it down to 75, and that was good enough. We'll see you next Friday, right here, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting out of Solidarity Realty Studio, Civic Media Network, outside the Pizza Box. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Evo.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.